This is Wade Branscue with the Chief Organizer's Report, The View from the North. Looking over at the television, in between hockey playoff scores in Calgary before flying home in the pre-dawn, a soundless commercial of some kind was playing. It was hard to figure out without sound, but it became clearer. The video was of three very clean-cut young people doing clean-cut regular things. The tagline at the end said, Coca-Cola, made by Canadians in Canada. That short 30-second clip speaks volumes of how President Trump, his tariffs, and especially his 51st state delusions about the country have imprinted on Canadian politics, commerce, and life. He hasn't won friends, but he has influenced people up there. I was there for the spring meeting of the Acorn Canada head and lead organizers, a well-traveled and sophisticated crew, but also very politically astute. Walking to visit the Acorn office in Calgary, I listened to them discuss the election on the horizon in only a few short days. Trump and his annex had upended the race completely. The Conservative candidate seemed to have a lock on winning enough seats to become premier. Justin Trudeau, after a long stint in office, had worn out his welcome and inadvertently encouraged the odds that the Conservatives would once again come to power. Trudeau's popularity had fallen so far that he was bringing down his entire party and, like Biden, stepped down so that an alternative could come forward. Trading charisma for bland, a former head of the federal banking system emerged as a standard bearer, looking as much like a sacrificial lamb as a contender. All that was before Trump inadvertently became his campaign manager. One organizer remarked that in the day's news, Mark Carney, the current and now likely future premier, had once again reported on a recent call with Trump, where he claimed the 51st state program was still front and center. The organizer noted that every time there was one of these conversations and the 51st state came up, you could see the polls jump up for Carney. Of course, his opponent had also helped by having earlier hitched his star to Trump before Trump turned the world upside down. What do I know? But they all seemed to think the conclusion was now foregone at the top of the ticket. The question was the size of the victory. Much of the rest of the conversation, when it wasn't about the surprising success of the Toronto Maple Leafs, who later won an almost unprecedented 3-0 lead in the playoffs, perhaps for the first time this century from what I gathered, was about the fate of the NDP, the New Democratic Party, and many of its MPs from ridings where we have had and continue to have extensive membership. Acorn is nonpartisan in Canada, as it is everywhere, but our organizing program benefits in parliamentary formations when there's a coalition government, rather than a majority party, which doesn't have to make any compromises that would benefit our members. The NDP has been part of the recent government, but now with the conservative threat and the deep Trump provocation and Canadian resistance, was in danger of falling below the dozen seats allowing it to be a ballot line party. The wave for Carney could sweep away a number of MPs that are delivered for Acorn in the past, as well as this leverage on our campaigns. The head of the party, who I'd heard speak at several national conventions for Acorn, was endangered. It seemed that someone from Hamilton's downtown riding, where we have a lot of members and activity, was going to be harder to displace. It went like that as they went down the list while we walked between zebra crossings and running man signals. Canadians were still, whether from conviction or habit, universally nice to me in the meetings, on the street, and even on the plane leaving. They know it's not us, but Trump. Nonetheless, they are making adjustments. One of our board members and her whole posse has canceled an annual trip to Hawaii as their own protest. My Uber driver to the airport was from Ethiopia and volunteered that even after 18 years in Canada, he and his friends were afraid of crossing the border to the south now. The Trump tsunami is sweeping a lot more away in its wake than we can't see from American borders between the Atlantic and the Pacific. Canadians have a clear view from the north, and they aren't liking what they're hearing and seeing. This may take some time to heal, if we ever want to get back to normal with our neighbors. This is Wade Branscue. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.